Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of ADHD. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another day, another ADHD tip. Trust me, this one's different. Today, we're diving deep into something profound. The impact of trauma on mental health and how it can manifest in our ADHD symptoms. Ever felt like your brain is constantly on high alert, even when there's no immediate threat? Like those racing thoughts are amplified by a million anxieties? Well, you're not alone. Today, we'll unravel that connection, explore the science behind it, and most importantly, empower you with tools to manage it. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs come in the form of traumatic experiences, and understanding how they influence our ADHD symptoms is crucial for genuine healing and progress. We're talking about real talk here, no sugarcoating. Just practical strategies and a dose of hope to help you thrive despite the challenges. So, strap yourselves in, because we're about to embark on a journey that could change your perspective on ADHD forever. 5 key takeaways. First things first, trauma isn't just about major events like accidents or abuse. It can be anything that overwhelms our ability to cope. A difficult breakup, financial struggles, bullying, even chronic stress. Remember, trauma is subjective. What one person finds traumatic, another might not. So, always trust your own experiences and feelings. Second, trauma can significantly impact the brain's structure and function, particularly areas responsible for regulating emotions, attention, and executive functioning, all key players in ADHD. Think of it like this. Trauma throws a wrench into the brain's delicate system, disrupting those essential pathways and leading to a cascade of effects that manifest as heightened anxiety, difficulty concentrating, impulsivity, and emotional dysregulation. Third, recognizing the link between trauma and ADHD symptoms is crucial because it allows us to seek appropriate treatment. We can't just treat ADHD symptoms in isolation, we need to address the underlying trauma. That often involves therapy, specifically trauma-informed approaches like EMDR or CBT. Fourth, remember, healing takes time. Be patient with yourself. It's a journey, not a race. Celebrate your small victories and don't get discouraged by setbacks. This isn't about erasing the past, it's about learning to navigate it with greater resilience and understanding. Fifth, and this is super important, you are not alone. There are resources available, therapists, support groups, online communities, that can provide guidance, validation, and a sense of belonging. Don't hesitate to reach out for help. Imagine this, you're at work, trying to focus on a crucial presentation. Your mind starts racing, replaying a difficult memory from your past. You feel overwhelmed, anxious, and your concentration plummets. Suddenly, the familiar ADHD symptoms, restlessness, distractibility, impulsivity, seem amplified by this unresolved trauma. It's like that old wound has opened up again, throwing you off balance. This is exactly what we're talking about. How trauma can fuel our ADHD symptoms, creating a vicious cycle. Summary and key takeaways. Today, we peeled back the layers on the powerful connection between trauma and ADHD. We learned that trauma isn't just about big events, it's about any experience that overwhelms our coping mechanisms. It can significantly impact the brain, leading to heightened anxiety, difficulty concentrating, impulsivity, and emotional dysregulation. Essentially amplifying those existing ADHD symptoms. But here's the good news. Understanding this connection is the first step towards healing. By recognizing the link, seeking appropriate treatment, and utilizing trauma-informed therapies like EMDR or CBT, we can begin to mend those fractured pathways in our brains and navigate the world with greater resilience and clarity. Remember, you are not alone. There are resources available to guide you through this journey. Call to action. So, what's next? Take a deep breath, acknowledge your experiences, and commit to taking small steps towards healing. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Let's create a community of support and understanding. And most importantly, remember that you are capable, worthy, and deserving of a life filled with peace, focus, and joy. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.